talk about this game and what it meant, possibly being Jim Caldwell's last game with you guys?
I mean, this was a big game for us. You know, I mean, this is, you know, regardless, this group, this is our last game. You know, regardless of what happened with Coach, as a team, this group will never be the same. This is our last game. So it meant a lot for us to go out and play well, you know, and finish on a strong note, you know, and at least have some good memories. I mean, we did some great things this year. So it was an important game for us. And then on top of that, it was against Green Bay. So you always want to beat those guys.
What did Coach say to you guys either before or after the game just about working with you and about this season and about the rumors over?
Man, we don't talk about that stuff. I mean, we just talk about winning, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. A lot of you guys talked this week about how this was an opportunity to sweep the Packers. Where does that rank in, you know, accomplishments you guys had this season?
I mean, it's huge. You know, I mean, 5-1 in our division, that's, you know, you come in, you want to win all your division games. And, you know, we were able to go 5-1, which is good in our division. And, yeah, sweeping the Packers. First time since 1991, like, I mean, that's a big deal. And, you know, when you're trying to win your division, you want to establish dominance in your division. You want to be able to at least beat the teams in your division. So, you know, it was about getting the win. It was about sending the message and letting them know.
I'm sorry. You're a pragmatic guy. I mean, you hear the rumors about Jim Caldwell possibly losing his job and not being coached. What do you think about that, and what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, nobody knows. I mean, unless they're talking to Bob or Mrs. Ford, like, they're just rumors. I mean, people put out rumors all the time. So, I mean, you see stuff. I mean, they say stuff about me all the time. It's like, people talk. That's what they do.
You're one of the veterans, and every year we talk to you, did this team improve? Do you see improvement in this team? The playoffs are not there, but did you see an improvement this year?
Yeah, I thought we were a lot better. I mean, defensively, we forced, I think, 31 turnovers as a defense. I think last year we only had, 14? I mean, to force 31 turnovers, I mean, that's top five in the league, you know. I mean, we play well. You know, we had guys step up, you know. We had some good performances. A little inconsistent throughout the year, but, I mean, that's football. That stuff happens. But I do feel like as a team we got better. Guys got a lot of experience, and that's what you need. And, you know, for those guys, our key guys can come back next year and that experience pay off.
It seems like when people are talking about Jim Caldwell in this season, maybe being negative, you guys always stand up for him. What is about him as a coach that you guys just love? Players coach?
No question. I mean, he takes care of the players. You know, he does everything that he can to look out for the players. And it's more about just being a football coach. He teaches us a lot about life. You know, he's just a great role model. He's a great guy all around. And, you know, you see today, you know, the way we go out and play, you know, in a game like this, I mean, shows a lot how we feel about our coach. So, you know, I'm going to ride with Coach Caldwell to the end.
So you don't feel that, well, the talk is that maybe you need a different voice to get you over the hump, to get you to the postseason consistently and win a playoff game?
I mean, the bosses don't play. We play, you know, so the bosses don't play. I mean, no matter what you say or whatever, you got to go out and play. And at last I saw, the players play the game.